Because you've been redeemed from the curse. And he says, I've got a fullness that I want to release into this end time army. That no longer are you going to be limited by the natural realm, but you're going to move in the realm of the spirit, because now you're a spirit being. You have God's thoughts. All that I do is now possible, because now it is God doing it through me, it says in Philippians 4:13. It's not I doing it, but God is doing it in me, because now I'm the possession of God. We've been trying to attain to something rather than being filled up so that we can be something. It's not about what you can do. It's about what he can do in you. Now it's not your power. It's not what you do. You don't have to read 650 verses of the Bible. You don't have to do Holy Ghost push-ups. All you got to do is be possessed by God, because you've got nothing to add. It's all God. And when it's all God, it is a possibility. Then you have no limitation anymore. God's tired of a church that is separated. It's about time we become occupied. And because of this problem, we become a weak vessel. And we thought, oh, I'm so weak. I'm so weak, I can't go on. I'm so weak, I tried this. I tried praying for the sick. I tried to do this. I tried to do that. And all I get is weakness. That's all you need. He says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my power is perfected in weakness. God is saying, you got to become weak so that he can become strong, because it's not about you, it's about him. It's about his power coming into a vessel that comes to this place where they say, God, I can't do it anymore. Now it's all you. It's all you. Come and occupy me. Possess your vessel, because I'm a new creation. Old things are gone. Now, God, I want to look like you, because I'm created in your image and likeness. It's not me anymore. God, I'm going to die so you can take over. When he overtakes you, you're overtaken. You're a God man. He lives in you. You become the fulfillment of his will. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, it tells us. We've been hearing that. Nothing can separate us. God loves you so much, he created you for his occupation. He created you to fill you up with Holy Ghost resurrection power so that all things are possible. So that no longer do you have to wonder, is it going to work? If it's God, it will work. I think the reason we're getting so tired in the church in this hour is the struggle we're trying to do to maintain our separation.